sesame,
japonica,
walnut, sweet chestnut,
magnolia,
lobelia,
willow herb,
daffodil,
blackthorn, buckthorn, hawthorn, poplar,
deadly nightshade,
winter heliotrope,
saxifrage,
goldenrod,
rose.
Thank you.
quite contrary, how doth your garden grow?
Really great where there's no heat, and usually best when I put the seeds about a half inch underground, water lightly once a week, and hope for the best.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green. The green that is green with envy. Then there's the so-so green. The who cares anyway green. But somewhere in green is a green here and there that has something to say. A truly intelligent green. A green with some integrity. That's the kind of green for you and me. There's a green to be seen with. Vivid, vibrant, living alive. We should spend the better part of our time, yours and mine, with a green like this. Maybe some of it would rub off.
So, Wayne, you heard about this sound and people laughed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
well.
You said, I'm going to try it.
Yes. In fact, a couple of my friends kind of looked at me and started walking away. You know, something wrong with that guy. But it works. It definitely works. I couldn't believe these cucumbers or pickles here. They look so puny when they first came up. And I think I just sprayed them about four times. Now, music, you know, with, and away they go.
And you wife said last night that she wasn't going to can anymore, and she canned 108 quarts of cukes.
108 quarts up to now. Yeah. And they're still going. They're still going good. Right. We picked 10 quarts this morning.
Okay.
Every other day, we get about 10, 12 quarts on that cell. That's amazing. We had a pretty good crop last year, but nowhere near like this. And you should see the peppers coming out. Peppers are really doing good. I thought they weren't going to do anything, but they're coming along real good.
In corn, you did a lot of double, triple-eared corn. We got some corn up there that we can...
We've got three plants coming out of there. And this one has two. That one has one. No, this one actually has three. This one hasn't come all the way out yet. So... Four stalks off of one seed, that's pretty good.
Why don't you just rip one of these off and
open it up?
Let's show them what good sweet corn looks like. The ears all fill in real nice.
Oh gosh, look at that.
Huge kernels.
Look at that.
Would you say it's sweet?
Oh yeah.
Would you say it gets on other people sitting around the table when you're eating it?
It's it definitely does. And this is, you know, you would think that this stuff here should be dented already, but it's not. And it's just right in the prime right now. But we've got it in the jars already, or in the bags rather, frozen.
So. Can you feel
feel you got two off most of the ears?
Two, possibly three.
There's two there, there's two here.
Well, you see all those that I've harvested already back there? There's still two on that stalk.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave them for another week or so, and they'll still be good, you know. They're just coming a little slower. Here's another one that's got two. And again, most all have three coming out of the bottom. And I planted this corn myself. I know you only use one
yeah.
kernel.
Yeah, right.
As I was telling my wife, she says, you can't put in 2 or 3 kernels. That's too much. Yeah. Excellent.
But isn't it fun to have this stuff taste like it used to, right? You know, that's our thing. You know, it's one thing to be the gardener, but it's like with this, you're the best gardener. It's kind of like ping golf clubs if you're a golfer.
You're right.
You know, a few bucks to be the best or enjoy the food more that you grow. You know, it's good for you, but
if you're going through all the effort of doing it and you don't receive anything, next year, I guess maybe we won't have a garden. You know, and I just can't believe, and the raspberries. I gave those a couple of shots, and my gosh, we had raspberries still. Wouldn't believe.
And then
that was eight plants, 2 years ago, 8 stalks, and it's just phenomenal. So next year I'm going to get after the apple trees. We want apples like this year.
Well, we do that a lot. Yeah, and you know, in planting fruit trees that have fruit the first year, you know, if you got to wait 4 or 5 years, you know, you just don't want to do it. But most of these fruit trees now will get fruit on the first year, and it's a reward. It's a bond in between you and the plant.
Yeah.
So it makes it much easier to plant the kind of plums and cherries and stuff.
The thing that I like about it most of all is it's organic. It's not. But you're not putting a chemical in the ground that later on that you wonder, well, did I get cancer from those potatoes or did I get cancer from this or that? You know, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Way back years when they didn't have fertilizer yet, I mean, there wasn't as much cancer as there is now. So it's got to be coming.
Well,
plus all the drugs.
Yeah, it's the pesticide and the herbicides. Yeah. Have you noticed a lot of bug problems out here?
No. I had a good amount of potato bugs this year, which I never had before. But I dusted them a few times and picked off a few.
Did you notice they were moving a little slower? You know, when we raise the sugars in plants, insects honestly tend to get drunk and disorientated.
Was
we joke
right?
and say they're so busy fighting among themselves.
I didn't see them move at all.
They move real slow.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have, you know, the Colorado potato beetle on our potatoes, but they don't eat very much of the plants because the sugars are so
well, much. I got a friend here that only lives probably a mile away to crow flies. He had no potatoes at all. The bugs just ate him up completely. And I said, well, I had bugs, but I said, they didn't eat my potatoes. No, he said there was just a stem left. And this guy, you know, is retired. He has nothing else to do but to go and spray him. And he said he just took them by the cupsful and flushed them down the sewer. Yeah. I said, no, I had bugs, but I didn't have them that bad.
Well, good. Well, it sounds like we had some fun.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And now what do you say to the guys who teach you about playing the song? You know, when you can
follow
offer
me,
them
to... just follow me.
Yeah, come to the garden and look at the biggest produce you've ever seen.
Right,
you know? Yeah.
In fact, my cousin that was here, he kind of looked at me a little strange when I told him I was playing music here to these vegetables. And then when I told him the ones at Dave, I said, at Dave's house, I said, you can really see how they lean toward the music.
Going, show me all the time to get me. you say. I feel everything you have. I feel everything you have. I'm gonna move on. I feel
little stones, leaves and fine sticks lie flat out of line, large stones show their tips, I guess their mass, it is the pressing that makes a line of earth a path, feet and wheels, it is better known than a lover's body, and holds a quieter appreciation of my warm awareness.
If good wine is all about sunshine and soil, can a good tune be just as beneficial?
This live.
Carlo Cignozzi believes, yes, music, he says, helps grapes grow stronger and healthier. So instead of using chemicals to keep parasites, molds and bacteria away, Cignozzi set up a network of speakers, he says, delights his vineyards 24 hours a day with the likes of Beethoven, Mahler and Vivaldi. The grapes closest to the speakers, he says, ripen faster.
You can see here, so the first row near the speaker, no, are very, very red. And if you go on, if you go,
further away
go,
from the speaker.
Far away, the, and very far from the speaker, the bunches are green. Talk about it.
Thank you. kept an eye, two bits of lips, like some clover, like some clover.
Carlos says people in town believe he is, in his words, a little crazy, or perhaps just jealous of his success. All of his production, about 35,000 bottles a year, are quickly sold, a third of it to the US.
Skeptics may bulge, but the benefits of music on these vineyards are being studied at a university in Florence, not too far away from here. Researchers there say it is too early to draw any conclusions, but they do say that early tests show that these vineyards are growing stronger because of the sound.
Ike's on flower, blow green, oaks are red, candy shade, solemn service, chupenus, solemn sweeters, I can't live it, so I'll dance.
Gardens of your body, I have wandered many times, but the path into your thoughts I cannot find. The path was strewn with roses you've discarded from your hair. I pretend until the bitter end, but I was never there. I might not be the purest soul that you have ever seen, but at least I gave you half the chance to turn your money green. I have walked along the seashore while the waters lapped my feet. And I have been content with the simple pleasures of the streets.
Of your sound. sound of plants being serenaded. It's part of a new technique developed in America to help your garden grow. It's called Sonic Bloom, and it's already produced remarkable results for growers and gardeners throughout the United States and in several other countries. Now it's available in Britain. The secret of the system is to feed plants through their leaves rather than their roots, and to encourage the leaves to open their pores and thus absorb nutrients more thoroughly by submitting them to the sound of a special type of music. The equipment designed for use in the home is simple to operate. The first stage is to prepare the nutrient solution. The plastic bottle contains a concentrate derived from seaweed. It combines more than 50 minerals and acids, and was formulated after many years of research into enhancing plant growth. 1 teaspoon of the concentrate is put into the spray bottle and water is added with force. The spray top is inserted and the nozzle adjusted to give a fine mist. Insert the cassette supplied with the pack into a stereo tape player. If possible, turn the treble up high and the bass to medium. Set the volume high without distortion. Sonic Bloom is the brainchild of Dan Carlson. After years of research, he proved the concept in the field, working with farmers, growers, and gardeners. Their experience shows beyond doubt that Sonic Bloom brings startling benefits. The maturing period of all plants is greatly reduced. Growth is vigorous, giving greater yields. Fruit and vegetables are better tasting, and when tested scientifically, are found to have greater nutritional value. And after harvesting, they remain fresh for far longer.
Is having the most beautiful vegetable garden in all of Colorado, thanks to Sonic Bloom. Sonic Bloom really, really works.
Well, Sonic Bloom's like a fertility pill. That's why you get more tomatoes, you get more plums.
If anybody wanted to grow anything that can grow, they would use Sonic Bloom.
I'm so glad my friend told me about the Sonic Bloom system. I was skeptic, but I'm sold on it.
I think Sonic Bloom can work for all and sundry. I think it's just as good for people who have houseplants. It's good for people with small gardens.
Whatever you grow in your window box or in your living room will thrive. Your herb garden will never let you down. Flowers in all seasons will bloom earlier and last longer. Vegetables will taste better and stay fresh longer. You'll get luxuriant growth and superb blossom from your trees and shrubs, and the tastiest of fruit in abundance.
Manusia dan perasaan, juga perempuan punya itu semua, bukan lelaki. Manusia sebagai yang ada di seluruh dunia ini pasti mahukan sesuatu yang canggih, dan saya rasa itulah semuanya yang saya katakan hari ini. Marilah kita bersama teruskan dengan perjuangan seni. Terima kasih. Masih sayang lagi tak dengan Ju? Dah terlalu lama rentak yang sering kesepian. Kenapa tak mengutus kabar berita? Apakah salah diri ini? Di mana kata-kata manis cinta dan perasaanmu yang telah kau curahkan padaku? Semuanya terlalu singkat, terlalu pantas. Kamu bohong, tapi saya amat menyesal.
Pleurer le garçon jardinier.
qu'avez-vous donc la belle? Qu'avez-vous à pleurer? Je pleure mon cœur en gage. Que vous m'avez gagné le garçon jardinier. Ne pleurez pas, la belle, il vous sera rendu dessous ce vert feuillage. Oh, oh, oh. À l'ombre de l'oranger, le garçon jardinier. Cela ne peut pas se vendre. Ce n'est pas de l'argent prêté. On se remet le langage.